The countdown is on for a brand new event in Merrill this weekend, and attendees should bring their appetite. For WJJQ News, I'm Zach Garner. The popularity of food trucks has exploded in recent years, with these mobile restaurants present in most Northwoods communities. It's even spawned a competition series on the Food Network. Coming up this weekend, the city of Merrill's getting in on the trend in a big way with what they've dubbed Food Truckapalooza. Already home to several food trucks, organizers reached out to operators from across the region for a day of good food and entertainment. Coming up on Saturday, at the Merrill Festival grounds, they'll have more than a dozen food trucks on site. Half are from right here in Lincoln County, while other chefs will be putting on some miles, coming from Rhinelander, the Wausau area, even as far away as Tigerton and Winneconne. And no matter your favorite, organizers said they've got a wide selection of cuisines, food trucks specializing in everything from Mexican, pizza, Thai, burgers and sandwiches, and barbecue. They've even got a dessert food truck. Between bites, they said attendees can walk through the craft and vendor show. They'll have live entertainment, a cornhole tournament, and other fun activities. For menu previews and other event details, you can check out their Facebook page or simply stop by the Merrill Festival grounds throughout the day on Saturday. A popular student club with a focus on mental health will be coming to Tomahawk. We've covered the Raise Your Voice Club a number of times, with many Northwood schools already having established chapters. At their meeting Tuesday, the Tomahawk School Board heard an update on efforts to bring one to Tomahawk. Middle school counselor Cassie Cerny is behind the effort. She explained the goals of Raise Your Voice Club, which include eliminating the stigma of mental health, breaking down barriers, and building community. To gauge interest, Cerny says they set up a sign-up table and had more than 50 students from the middle and high school sign up. That included an introductory meeting earlier this month where they chose direction and some of the outreach activities they're planning. They've also partnered with Aspirus and Heritage to help get the program off the ground. They included a color run, which they hope to expand going forward, other activities and outreach they hope to pursue, mental health first aid, a mental health library, bringing in guest speakers, and a summer summit. Following the presentation, the board approved the Raise Your Voice Club. Fittingly, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And sticking on the Tomahawk campus, a district employee was recently recognized for her quick, life-saving actions earlier this school year. State Senator Mary Felskowski and Representative Kelvin Callahan made a stop at Tomahawk Middle School Wednesday, where they presented Nancy Bernardi with a special citation from the state legislature. According to the district, Bernardi responded to an individual who was choking in the lunchroom. Applying the Heimlich technique, she was able to dislodge that item, and her swift actions were credited with potentially saving that individual life. Local cancer patients undergoing chemotherapy have an innovative new option that may help prevent some of the common hair loss seen during treatment. It's a technique known as scalp cooling, and Aspirus Cancer Care, Wausau, is the first cancer treatment center in the area to offer that service. According to a news release, reducing the temperature of the scalp has shown to help protect hair follicles and limit damage caused by chemotherapy drugs. This is done through a special cap worn before, during, and briefly after a chemo infusion. In addition to protecting some of the hair during treatment, studies have also shown that hair may regrow more quickly under this treatment. Aspirus referred to one cancer patient who received scalp cooling treatment, noting the sense of normalcy during a challenging time. Summer Verg, survivorship coordinator and clinical educator, says their patients so far have been really excited about scalp cooling treatment. They noted that not all cancer patients are good candidates for scalp cooling. Patients at Aspirus Cancer Care Wausau can have that conversation with their treatment team. A documentary recounting the life of a highly decorated local Vietnam vet can now be called an award-winning film. Earlier this year, we told you about Honor in the Air, which tells the story of the late Captain Scott Alwyn. We even spoke with Pamela Alwyn Fullerton, Scott's sister, who co-produced the film. Alwyn served 5 tours in Vietnam between 1967 and 1972, and during his service, the pilot was highly decorated, the recipient of some of the nation's highest honors, more than 100 medals in all. Alwyn tragically lost his life back on U.S. soil when his vehicle was struck by a drunken driver. He was then laid to rest in Marathon County. Alwyn Fullerton, along with co-producer Susan Reitz of Weston-based Clear Focus Media, set out to recount Scott's life story through Honor in the Air. The biographical film recently won an award of excellence from the Academy of Interactive and Visual Arts, a movie selected from more than 3,000 entries. Now, they've been hosting screening events of Honor in the Air throughout the state. It's also available for viewing on YouTube. There are several road construction projects ongoing here in Lincoln County, and we did receive a few updates from Interim Highway Commissioner Jason Lemmer. He says that today they were planning to begin some paving work on Tug Lake Road between Woodenware Road and Resort Lane in the town of Rock Falls. Then next week, they'll be doing some paving on County A north of Tomahawk. That's a project between the city and Highway 8, with paving work planned Monday through Thursday. Motorists are encouraged to use an alternative route and can expect some delays for local traffic. Lemmer also announced a new project set to begin today as they're replacing the County X Bridge over Little Oxbow Creek in the town of Pine River. Due to that work, the road will be detoured between Springbrook Road and Bunker Hill Road, at projects slated to run through July 3rd. And just a reminder that these and all road construction project dates are estimates and based on factors such as weather. That's a look at the local news. For WJJQ, I'm Zach Garner.